I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. This is American Roots. Jimmy Charles Holmes was born in Bentonia, Mississippi, 1947. His father was a farmer, and his mother ran a juke joint called the Blue Front Cafe. Jimmy took it over in 1970, and it was at the Blue Front where he learned the Bentonia style of blues guitar from the revered Jack Owens.
My mom ran a juke joint, which is known as the Blue Front Cafe. The historians say it is the oldest still running juke joint in the state of Mississippi. Now myself, I've been opening the door for 46 years, it'll be 47 years this coming July 1st. And my mom started in 1948, I was 1 year old. I grew up in a house of 14, 16 with my mom and dad. The farm itself just wouldn't take care of all of them.
Who mainly came out to be there?
Well, now, the Blue Front Cafe was the ballroom of the Bentonia community. Matter of fact, it was the first establishment with a concrete floor. You had some places called juke houses, but they was made out of wood structure. Back during the palace, I can remember, they thought it was a privilege, was a luxury to be able to go to the Blue Front Cafe where you could dance in the jukebox and shake.
You've been running a juke joint. There are people who go to church who would say that's the place for the evil spirits, but that doesn't seem to have affected your thinking.
No. My thing is, some people say a preacher don't eat that much. Watch that joker when he leaves the church. Some people say a preacher won't cheat. Watch who that joker got under the sheet.
Some folks say a preacher don't cheat. Watch that joker who he got under the sheet. What's the matter with the beer? Some broke down. What's the matter with the beer? I can't blow down. I can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the beer.
My thing is, the same people you meet Sunday morning at church, it's the same people you hung out with Saturday night at the club.
Take me back to Bentonia. That's where I'm better known. Yeah, take me back to Bentonia. That's where I'm better known.
How is it that you have, it seems to me, had a pretty happy life running the juke joint, and you actually stayed in Bentonia and ran the show, and you still do?
I lived for a couple of times with the intention of not coming back, but I would always have 2 or 3 months, I would, you know, right back in Bentonia.
Why is that, you think?
I guess something was just meant to be.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it just wasn't meant for me to take up roots nowhere but Bentonia.
You've been taking care of the Blue Front for a good long time. It seems to me it takes a lot of willpower to run a place like this.
You got to have a passion for it, because you might sit there all day long and nobody come by nothing. But thank God I'm retired. I really don't depend on it financially, but I enjoy it. I go there every day, here 7 days a week, because of it. I know what it did for my family. It took care of us back in the day.
You sound like you got it going on, though. You're playing the blues and running the Blue Front and keeping the world aware of what's going on in Bentonia. Doesn't sound to me like you're old and gray.
Well, I feel pretty good, you know, but that don't mean I'm not getting old.
You gonna get old someday. If you keep living, you gonna get old someday. You gonna look in the mirror, you gonna be ball of gray.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO. or listen at AmericanRoots.org.